All right. Too Hard to Swallow podcast. It's Sunday, October 25th, 9:26 p.m. Start a new week. The election day coming soon. I'm thinking once we have a president, the market, the stock market would go on a high. That's what I'm predicting. This shit still been choppy, to say the least. You know, Biden or Trump, who you got? Y'all hit me up. Let me know who y'all voting for. You know, I already got my predictions. You know, since shit, but we're about a week out. I make my prediction now. Trump gonna win. Cindy Hyde Smith gonna win for my state, Mississippi. Just in case you guys don't know where I'm from, I think they're gonna win in a landslide because Democrat or liberal people, they don't go vote. They be bullshitting. Half the time I be listening to them, and they be like, "Man, I saw a long line. I just said fuck it." Republican people, they gonna take people with them to go vote. They gonna vote as a fucking family. Democrats, they should win. And the news and the media, they spread their propaganda, and they'll be telling you Biden leading. Man, get the fuck out of here. Biden ain't leading shit. Biden leading. So just Biden in the, got a comfortable lead. Okay. Because they know Democratic people be watching it and say, oh, okay, we ain't got to go vote. And Republicans gonna be out in droves, bro. So it's just a fact. I think probably as a whole, more people probably have more liberal beliefs than conservative beliefs. But the conservatives win majority of the time because they actually show up to vote. They believe it's their duty to vote, whereas liberal people be like, ah. Fuck it, I'll catch him next time. I'll do it next time, and that next time never come. So Trump will win it. Cindy Hyde Smith will win it. You know, as far as my state, Mississippi, all the Republicans will win except in Jackson. Jackson, all the Democratic people will win because Jackson, the blackest city in America. So it ain't even enough conservative people in Jackson, so Democratic people gonna win with a landslide in Jackson. So yeah, hopefully the stock market be better this week. It don't be up and down, just choppy and shit. So hopefully we get more good days than bad days. But I'm predicting November to be the best month. Well, not the best month ever, but just a great month. And then December, it should be a crash somewhere in December. But November should be decent because, you know, all the uncertainty is gone. We know who our president is. We know we have a better idea of what's going to happen moving forward. So the market should respond in, you know, in kind. But December, that's when you should see another crash. So we'll see if I'm right, but that's what I'm predicting. Stack your money, man. Stack your paper. Read as many books as you can. Educate yourself. People profit off your ignorance. And make your kids read too. You know. Hey. So I'm looking forward to this week as I do every week. Sundays is becoming my favorite day just because I'm looking forward to what the market gonna do. And just trying to figure out and strategize how I can make money off of it. It's just, I don't know, that shit get me pumped up. Yeah, but I'm about to get out of here. Y'all go back, listen at all my other episodes. Go get the merch if you wanna support this podcast. Buy as much merch as you can. The link is gonna be in the description of this episode. So thank you in advance, cause I've been getting a lot of great feedback. Y'all keep hitting me. A lot of feedback. I definitely appreciate it. It's humbling. But yeah, so let me get out of here. You've been listening to the Too Hard to Swallow podcast. I'm Bobby Cruden Jr. Until next time.